Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We got a really exciting show today, again on PTSD. A really fascinating topic with an incredible guest. I can't believe he's on today, Gary Kaplan. My name is Dr. Scott Terry, and I am a marriage and family therapist, a counselor, and I am the executive and clinical director of the Arden Counseling Center, the Arden Community Wellness Center, and a couple different other organizations. So today, we're going to look at PTSD from a number of different angles and see why it's so important and some different avenues that we can explore with this topic. As always, my co-host, Rob Hubler.
Hey, Rob. Good morning. Or afternoon, whichever time you're listening to this.
All right. And Rob, introduce our guest.
Gary Kaplan is in New York right now, and I'd like him to introduce himself.
He's an MD, PhD. Go ahead, Gary. Okay.
Yes, hi, I'm Gary Kaplan. I'm talking to you here from Long Island, where it's a little rainy and cool this morning. I'm at ProHealth, which is a large multi-specialty group, and I'm a neurologist here, and I'm also an associate professor of neurology at the new medical school at Hofstra University.
Wow, very impressive.
Affiliated with North Shore and LIJ Health System.
Where are you from originally, Gary?
I'm sorry, so my background is basically, I was in Ithaca, New York at Cornell as an undergraduate, majoring in biology and neurobiology and behavior concentration, and then I went out to Washington University in St. Louis and got my PhD in neuroscience. And then I went for my MD degree and then specialized in neurology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. And so tell us why you're so interested in this topic and why we're talking about it today.
I think post-traumatic stress is really something that affects so many more people other than those who've had even the major psychological traumas. And certainly we hear about it most in people who are victims of horrible abuse, either domestic abuse or people who are in war-torn areas or subject to great catastrophic and tragic events in their lives. But I think in a milder form, it affects so many people. It's a kind of emotional scar, and that, you know, many people carry with them. So that it's really a topic that's, I think, relevant to most any of your listeners.
I think that's a fascinating point. As a systemic therapist, part of my perspective is that that we need to look at not just primary trauma, but essentially also secondary trauma and the systemic ramifications. The way that I think about it is, it's not just, let's say, a veteran who's coming back from a war-torn area, but also that veteran comes back and then he affects his partner or her partner, and then as essentially almost like a disease, but in a different kind of a way. And it migrates out from the primary person who's having issues and then affects everybody else in their environment, family, friends, kids, and then they affect other people and then get feedback from the world around them, which also then becomes more stressed. And you could almost think about like concentric circles around person and around an issue, you know, almost like you would think of the reason you would vaccinate somebody to, you know, circles and circles and circles around that person to become protected or not protected.
That's fascinating. I think it's a very good analogy between, you know, traditional infectious diseases and people who have problems in the psychological realm that so significantly affect the other people with whom they deal on a daily basis, and particularly those that are closely related to in their family and their close circle of friends.
Absolutely. And, you know, you could really think about it in those kind of ways, just like PTSD is not often a single condition from what I see. It's not a trauma happens and then boom, you now have this issue. There's predecessors that come along. How resilient you are, you know, did you have a really good childhood? Did you have a really crappy childhood? Did, you know, have bad things happen to you in the past, minor traumas or bigger traumas that set you up for a particular event to happen? And then afterwards, how are you dealing with it? What's your reference to what's happened? And is there another way to create a new reference, a new way to be in relationship to what was?
Exactly, exactly. I think that's really the case. It's a function of the resilience of your own nervous system, and you know, that's associated with, you know, different factors. Of course, there's the intellectual side of it, the understanding of what is happening to you and how it may affect you, and sort of rationalizing through what life event or events have occurred and how to make sense of them. And that can bring you to a certain point in terms of dealing with post-traumatic stress. And I think that's why cognitive and behavioral therapies have their place. But then there's also physiologically, how does your system respond? And how can you develop a nervous system that is able to take that stress and not incorporate it and make it have a